You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans, we're talking about a lot, especially in the first segment, a lot going on in Europe. Okay.
That's right.
A little manager swap.
Maybe. Okay. We got players coming in the league, too.
That's right. And we got teams, cities coming into the league as well. A lot happening in that first segment.
In the second segment, we're talking to our homie now.
Our homie, best
Troops
friend.
Troops from AFTV and from Troops TV. You know him yelling a bunch of wild stuff at a camera in
England. There's going to be lots of blood. Lots of bumba clots.
Lots of clots. A lot of F-bombs. We love this guy. We're so happy he came all the way to New York just to spend time with us. So you're going to hear that plus more on this episode of the Cooligans.
Man, like Troops, back again. About my blood clot, yang, all of that. Man came on the Cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're a ham roll blood.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, Taylor Leone.
All right. I'm out here sounding smoky voice. I'm like that old lady that's in all those movies. What's her name?
Her name is Old Lady.
Oh, what up, Old Lady? Hello, this is a big Hollywood movie producer. Hold on. I would like to get Old Lady.
Hold on. Are they putting old ladies in movies still? I thought that was illegal.
Yeah, nobody over 25 anymore.
Hello, everyone. Yes, welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
Yep, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen.
Uh-huh. We also happen to be the gulliest soccer show you've ever seen.
That's right. Right? Okay.
I don't know why you questioning that.
That's right.
All.
And we've had old ladies on this show.
Hell yeah, dude. And we will continue.
Despite what Hollywood tells us to do.
Because we don't believe in the patriarchy, my guy.
Okay. No ageism here.
Nah, son.
So welcome to the show. This is our final show before our break, the holiday break.
Yeah, that's right.
So I hope everyone enjoys their holidays. But I mean, obviously,
what are you doing? Are you going anywhere?
There's still our Thursday show. Forgive me. But still, I just want to let people know, yes, this will be the last week of New Cooligans until 2020.
Then after that comes hanging out with the family you don't like. You know what I mean? And then after that comes that weird week where like maybe they ask you to come to work and you're like, why the hell am I here? I'm not doing anything.
There's six people here and I don't like five of them.
Yeah, the only thing I'm doing is Googling how to return these trash ass Christmas gifts I got. You know what I mean? And then the week after that, you don't remember because New Year's was wild lit. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. That's the routine. That's the Guerrero's routine. Yeah, everybody knows it. We did have an incredible time while we were out in Bradenton, Florida.
No one has ever said that sentence before.
Sure.
First night we're there, we get there at 11 o'clock. From Tampa Airport to Bradenton, Florida, is just a short 1 hour Uber ride with what could be best explained as my aunt driving. As soon as she knew we spoke Spanish, no longer was it an Uber ride. It was someone of our family's driving us for an hour. Just constantly talking to us. We're exhausted from a flight.
Yeah, giving us advice on how we should live our lives.
Exactly.
And really berating us about why we don't have children yet.
Uh-huh. She said I looked hungry. I'm surprised she didn't pull out a whole ham.
No, it was
sweet lady.
It was cool. I mean, look, we were there for the ICC Futures, which if you do not know, the International Champions Cup, which is those exhibition matches that you see from international clubs that, and they play all over the U.S. But this was the ICC Futures is the kids version, the youth version of it.
It's like the academy.
It's like Kids Bop, but for soccer.
It's the Cars for Kids commercial, but they're playing soccer.
Instead. Okay. I'm sure people are very grateful for this explanation. Yeah, they're like, I did not understand what you meant at first, but now
I get it.
Incredible.
The point I was making on the first night, by the way, is that we get to the hotel at midnight, right? It's Bradenton, Florida, but you and I are hungry. Mm-hmm. The only thing they gave us on the flight was Biscoff cookies, okay? And while that's fine, certainly not a meal, okay? So we said, yo, let's order food. And the guy in the golf cart who was taking us to the hotel was like, ain't no food, dog. Everything closed at 9 p.m.
What do you think this is? Food?
What do you think, you're in society?
Wow, look at these Yankees coming down, telling us
New Yorkers.
How we should live our lives.
So I downloaded an app called DoorDash, which I'd never used before.
Are they a sponsor? What are you doing, Alexis?
I downloaded an app called which I never used before, but they apparently you could hire someone with no teeth to bring you food. This was a wonderful service for the toothless, I think.
Okay, they are now officially not a sponsor of the program.
The guy was very nice.
Who needs teeth to deliver food?
I know. Wait, at least I know he wouldn't eat
anything. Yeah, exactly. There's something comforting about it.
I mean, you can't suck on my chicken fingers.
Yes. Then DoorDash employees and old ladies will not be eating your food that they deliver to you.
But yo, so I opened the app and there's like seven options. It's like, you know, fast food. One or two we never heard of, and Applebee's, right?
Yeah.
And by the time Christian got around to make a decision of what he wanted to eat, the only thing available was McDonald's and Applebee's.
I'm the picky one.
Yeah, 100%. He stared at the phone. I'm like, dude, it's 1 a.m. He's like, I don't want to eat McDonald's. It's poison. I'm like, there's nothing on there that's not poison. It's just one stressed up more than the other. So we got Applebee's and we ate like a third of the food.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You were like 3/4 of the way through your burger, and I go, that's half. I just realized I did math the wrong way. I go, how is it? And you go, I don't know, it just kind of tastes like salt. That's how late it was. We were just eating salt. It didn't matter.
Alexis calls a quarter pounder 25 cents of a pound.
I would have said 25%, but whatever.
Anyway, yes, the food. I'm less interested in the food and more.
We ate Waffle House at 2 a.m. once. It was also a soccer competition.
It was a soccer tournament. Yeah. I promise, and it was cool. There were clubs from all over the world. We saw the Real Madrid Academy, PSG,
Barca, Vasco da Gama,
boys and girls.
PDA, which is like a huge girls academy
in Jersey.
Player
development academy. Incredible.
There was Alianza.
Alianza,
which is made up of basically Latin kids from all over the country that don't have either their parents can't get them into academies, or maybe they don't have like paperwork. I'm not sure how that works. No. I mean, there's like a reason like they can't.
They don't have, you know, the resources.
No, there's more to that. You got to read the article. There's more to it. There's like, if the parents are afraid of putting them in a regular academy because they might get in trouble, they can go to that and they'll be fine.
It sounds like we got a narc on our hands over here.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude, I'm out here snitching.
But the ICC Futures Tournament in general was an incredible experience. And you saw how happy the kids were being there.
They got treated like pros, too.
Yeah.
It was great.
And ICC covers all the costs for the tournament. So they're like the kids and the coaches are not paying to be there, which
Arsenal was there. Like all these, like you got to play. Like if you're one of these kids that plays for an American academy, you got to play against some of the largest clubs in the world.
And we also got to see there were a couple stars out there, right?
We were there.
Ups. All right. Exclusive.
There he is again. As I look in the mirror.
We bumped into Tony Meola.
Tony Meola was there, called me a prick. Like 5 minutes in. 5 minutes into the conversation.
But I mean, there he is. I'm surprised it doesn't happen faster when you meet people. Because
you know what I love about it too? This is how Jersey was. He looked away from me. He goes, he's a real prick, ain't he? Like he said it to everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm in front of him.
He just wanted to confirm everybody knows.
He's like, did everyone get the memo?
No.
How do I look both fat and thinner in that photo? It's a real. What kind of camera is it? Throw it out the window.
I was Tony Meola, just an American soccer legend, goalkeeper, played in some
Jersey legend,
World Cups and stuff. Man, a great dude.
I just moved to Florida, doing what people from Jersey like to do.
Exactly. We also bumped into our homies, our friends.
Oh my God,
Ali Krieger.
First of all, they bumped into us.
Ali Krieger and Ashton Harris.
We were so excited. So, one or two, they have like one or two handlers that were sort of assigned to them, right? They're bringing them to the celebrity suite. So like you can go in there and hang out. Nobody will bother you. And a few of those employees came up to us like, oh my God, Ali and Ashlyn, all they talk about is they want to meet you guys. They can't wait to see you guys again. I'm like, oh my God, bring them down here.
This is crazy.
And as soon as they came down, they had to like, you know, all the girls' academies are freaking out. A bunch of the boys are freaking out that they see them. Yada, yada, yada. They're signing autographs, taking pictures. And then Ali sees us. And just like stops talking to kids, comes right to us.
Mushes a kid out of the way.
Yo, get out, you germ factory. Comes and gives Christian a hug. Ashlyn sees me, right? Now, Ashlyn is a, like, they're both kind of the same height. They're like our height, right? But Ashlyn, when she runs, has more of a cat-like gait on her. You know? She turned, saw me, full sprint towards me. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a dope hug. And she's wearing a shirt that says Future. All of a sudden, the word Future is starting to raise towards my eye level. And I'm like, oh, no. Ashlyn Harris is in midair. And I think it's my responsibility to catch her.
Yeah, it would have been a big hit. The Orlando Pride would have been furious if
he
dropped her.
Imagine I just dipped out of the way. That would have been terrible.
No, Ashlyn Harris.
I caught her.
Ashlyn Harris jumped into Alexis Guerrero's arms.
I caught Ashlyn Harris midair. And then she kind of, my hat moved. She fixed. I was holding her so tight. She let go of both of me. And she was still being gripped by me in the stomach like bear hug. And she just fixed my hat. And then I put her down. It was like, it was awesome.
Unreal. And we've interviewed Ali Krieger on our podcast.
Yeah.
We have not really gotten to know Ashlyn Harris. So really, I think because we've talked about her on the show a little bit.
We did speak to her briefly at the media day.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's as much.
I feel like that's enough to know what we're about.
But it doesn't necessarily merit the reaction. We didn't expect her to jump into your arms.
Says who, dog? I expect everyone to Giuseppe Rossi next time he sees me, but to jump into my arms,
like,
dog.
I expect people to be like, you know, he's a real prick. You know what I'm saying? That I expect.
Tony, say that after you jump in my arms, my guy.
Imagine Tony Miola jumps in your arms.
I mean, get an ambulance for me. That man's a bodybuilder.
No, that was wild. And we got to talk to him a little bit. And yeah, hopefully they'll be on the show soon.
Ali and Ashlyn are two of my favorite people in the world.
Absolute heroes. Incredible. So yeah, we had a great time at ICC overall. I mean, it was.
I don't know why you hesitated.
Because we have to get to this photo.
Our prom photo.
Our prom photo at the championship.
Somebody said go back to back. I was like, don't you tell the Cooligans what to do. So I spun around and hugged him from behind. Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay,
dude.
It's all love. All right, we'll be back with more right after this, everybody.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the episode. We just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors,
you and us together, supporting, sponsoring this show.
We're all holding hands, Cully Squad. That's what we do. We meet once a week and we hold hands.
That's right. If you like to, help support the show, help us, you know, whenever we travel, all these things, you are the reason those things happen. So you can do that by joining Cully Squad. You can go to soccercooligans.com, hit the join Cully Squad button right there on top, and it is becoming a community.
We actually just got a congratulations from Slack because we have a very active Slack channel.
Look at that.
Which, by the way, may or may not exist. That is our Cully Squad. You can join the Slack channel. It is lit in there. I'm rating people's pizzas. I'm trashing people's pizzas is what's really happening in there.
Yeah, people are giving food recommendations for away days.
That's right.
There's a lot.
People are helping each other. I learned about the Hopper app on there. I didn't know about that you could put where you want to go, and they will alert you when the flights reach its lowest point.
Oh.
I didn't know that. I'm going to LA in a couple weeks, and I saved a bunch of money because of that app. I learned about that from the Slack channel, the Cully Squad. So it's a great place to be. You share a lot, you and your friends. We just sent out some pins, so they all got these dope pins. If you're a member of Cully Squad, you get the best from us. It helps us out. It's one of the best things that we've ever done, was creating a little bit of a community for all the people that help us out. It's been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and to the people who are in Cully Squad, have not received the pin yet. They are coming soon. Some people submitted their information a little later.
Late. Yeah.
So, but I'm working on that, and I will get all of those to you. So thank you for the support. And again, if you want to join, it's a vibrant community. So again, soccercooligans.com. And hey, join Cully Squad right there. All right. Welcome back. So while we were at the ICC Futures, there was a cool experience for a lot of the kids. They had the athlete suite.
Which it was like awards have like the swag room, mm-hmm. right? It was kind of like that for them. They got their cleats would get cleaned, or their boots.
Their boots would get cleaned. They had
fancy little British kids with their boots. You know,
that's snacks. Right. That's snacks for the kid. That little
shouts to Alianza, who was like, "Yo, clean my Air Force One." It was like the dirtiest Air Force Ones ever. Yeah.
They gotta get clean somehow.
Yeah, dog. I'm glad you're here, my guy.
They had a shirt customization area,
right? And they got like a bag. They got like a water container. What are those things called? Like a
water bottle.
But it's like the one that you. Take with you. You know what I mean? It's the thing, like
Alexis someone who carries water.
Someone who brings their own tote bag to Trader Joe's uses these things.
Yes. And then they had like a video booth.
Yeah.
You
can put whatever you want on a hoodie or a shirt, which is cool.
Yeah.
And we made a hoodie.
So we got to do that. We got to we have to customize our own gear.
Oh, do we have the video we shot?
No, we don't have the video we shot. Well,
we did.
No. We have the, you're probably looking at some of the footage from us being in the room.
Right.
And
there's
going
me eating
some
a chicken parm sandwich. You're probably looking at that right now.
That's crucial. But no, we got some shirts customized, and you want to so we're gonna reveal yours first.
We're gonna give this one away.
Yeah, we'll give this one away. So yeah,
which is code for it doesn't fit.
Yeah, that's Alexis only believes in charity when he can't keep it.
Yeah, yeah. Like if I find Confederate money, you could have it. You know? So here's the shirt which they made, right?
Yeah, which I'm wearing as well.
ICC Futures, right? Which is dope. This is so cool, right?
Yeah.
And then you could write whatever you want on the back, and they were like, "You want us to write what?" And I said, yes, son, I want you to write Wild Gully on it. Okay? And he's like, this is for a kid. I'm like, don't you judge my parenting skills. So this we're going to give away. If somebody wants this dope ICC Wild Gully hoodie, we'll do something. I don't know. Maybe we'll put it on Twitter or Instagram.
Yeah, I love when Alexis tells me his ideas before he puts them on television.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna do a giveaway. Christian figures it out, we'll let you know.
When Christian takes all the responsibility of how to get it to you, we'll let you know.
And if you think that's wild, just remember, don't you judge my podcasting skills.
So we also got to make a t-shirt. Customize a t-shirt.
It's like one of those dry fit joints, right?
Yeah. And it was, a lot of the shirts, they said futures on it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and people are putting in like their initials or like, you know, Gabby.
Or putting their name on the back of it. Yeah. I was like, all right, I got to do something a little
different. That's right.
We got different.
Can we curse?
But no, I got to this what I put on my shirt. You see this? Look at that. The futures is Cooligans.
That's right.
Okay. And you incorporate the branding, kind right? of jack it a little bit.
Also, it's how I would speak. We dictated that to the guy.
So thank you again. Yeah, we had a great time at ICC. Just super, super fun. And speaking of the holidays, our fans are the kindest, right?
They're the greatest.
We get too many gifts. So let me open this. Because
all right, I'll talk about this. Shouts to Morgan, who happens to be in studio, right? Photographer for the Philadelphia Union.
Yeah, she was interning with them for a while. She just got back from England.
That's right. She was in England, right? And she was like, yo, you're right, Alexis. The pizza's trash out there. But she got us this thing. It's called the Loci, and it's for people who believe in crystals. They wear this and it makes them feel better.
Okay, so shouts to the Philadelphia Union. Thank you so much, and Morgan, for that.
Supposed
okay
to have water in it, but I don't hear nothing.
All right, this is from Emily. This is this is a holiday card and some stickers. This is really cool. This is from Emily. I we know her from Twitter, Emily Rossi. So thank you for this. And it says, hey, Cooligans, congrats on everything. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't happen to a better team of people.
Okay. And you thought I couldn't read.
I'm just saying there's a couple. I'm paraphrasing because there's a couple little errors, but it's no big deal.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Proofread your Christmas cards, y'all. Or Christian is coming for you with that red pen.
Okay. And it says, I hope you have good holidays and best of new year with lots of love from Portland. She's a bit of Timbers. Fan and
we Timbers. Got Timbers Army and Rose City Riveters.
Shouts to the Timbers and the Thorns.
You find any errors in that bad boy?
I'm just sorry. I just, you know, when somebody criticizes my reading, I get very defensive. Yeah. Okay. I put it off. Yeah. All right, let's get to
this Loci I hear can make you a better reader. Why don't you do that? We got a bag and a box here. It's hard to transfer the box over, so I'll open the box because I want to open more gifts.
Okay, so let's go.
You open the bag.
All right, I'll start with the bag. Let's do it. This is okay. I believe I know who this is from.
That's like someone opening a Christmas gift and saying, I know what's in here. Just open it.
Okay. All right. I can already tell this is Austin Anthem related. We got a little sticker.
There's a special word for this bird, right? It's not just a bird, it's like a
grackle.
A grackle. I was gonna say a kraken. So I knew I was wrong. You can't see it, but it's in there. It's like one of those it's like a clear sticker.
Yeah, it's hard to see. Okay, it says Christian Alexis, congratulations on taking the show to Football TV. We are fully aware that we're just a little past Hispanic Heritage Month, but y'all keep the celebration going year round. We wanted to send you both a Calaca Grackle shirt. Austin Anthem created for this year's Dia de los Muertos celebration. Looking forward to seeing where 2020 takes you guys. If you're planning to head down to Austin for EMLS Cup, hit us up and we'll show you what Austin's all about. We're
trying to get down there.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Also, what does that mean? You're going to make us listen to country music and eat breakfast tacos?
That's yours. Okay, this is a tea with the grackle show. This is really dope. It's like a skeleton. Little skeleton.
You know, Dia de los Muertos, right? The Mexican celebration where they paint their faces with there's something. It's like a it looks like a skeleton. It's something.
He would have known if it was Hispanic Heritage Month. He didn't do the research.
We're not Mexican, but we will wear the shirt.
It's basically Halloween.
Yeah, dude, they gave us one with a dead bird on it, though. the Pajaro Muerto, yeah.
Okay, let's get to the next one.
Box. This is what I've been waiting
this
for.
This is
right
incredible,
here.
Man. This we guys, we don't deserve any of this.
Oh, and it's in big writing so I can read it. The Cooligans, congrats on the show. Keep on keeping it moving. Hope you like. Did I write that? Yeah, I think that guy got an aneurysm midway through the thing. Open that up.
Okay.
Oh, and they got bags. Ooh, the bags have names on it.
Whoa. Okay. This is a lot happening. I think you're gonna break some equipment.
Yeah, dude. And shouts to the Puerto Rican teenager who wrote like it's graffiti. Shouts to you, dog. I respect it.
Okay, looks like a pennant.
Oh my God, here we
this
go.
This is from Midfield.
Yeah, dude.
It's a soccer clothing company.
We got
a hacky sack.
Okay. You do that. I'm going to pull out shirts that fit me, baby. This is what I'm talking about. Look at the size of this. Midfield. Shouts to Midfield. If you don't know Midfield, they've been making clothes for a hot minute. It's all like really stylish soccer gear. None of it is to wear while playing, which is what I like. It's kind of like us. You know what I mean? Like, we're not about the game. We're about the game behind the game. You know what I mean?
Alexis receives exercise clothing. He's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. I don't even know what this says. It's French for yo. Shouts to you, Alexis. Got Zizu on the back. Shouts to
that, you know what that means? That means find the space.
Okay. Well, if you don't know who Zizu is.
I know some French. Okay. What you know about that?
Zidane is the player that headbutt the Italian guy at the end of the World Cup and caused France the World Cup.
All right.
And if you ask me, worth it.
Okay, we got some kids. Yo. Oh, this is crazy.
Yo, I've been waiting for this. This is so dope. Look at this.
I got a hoodie.
Yo, it's Christmas already.
This is terrible. Why do you
hate this so much? This is like it's the jacket like skaters wear. I don't know if this is even good for the weather.
It's all very nice. It's great.
It says find
you.
The space, and it says it in English because I can read English, dog. Don't be coming at me with no French. I'm wearing that shirt to Montreal. Being like, yo, Henri, where are you?
All right. Thank you. This is all.
Midfield.
Incredible.
This is absolutely amazing. Spell that midfield without the I or the E in field. MIDFLD. Go check them out. I don't know. They didn't give us a code or anything to say. Yeah. All they said is keep on keeping it moving. Hope you like. Thank you, Borat. It says Dan. Shouts to Dan, dude. I'm glad you worked at the store before your freshman year of high school. Shouts to you guys. You guys are the best. People are like, yo, do you even watch Premier League? Yeah. I'm an Arsenal fan. He's an Everton fan. And guess what? Everything's going fine.
But both of those clubs. Okay?
Everything's going exactly to plan. So we both have no managers right now. We have interim managers. Everton and Arsenal look like they have some managers that they've are rumored, right? Or most likely, people are saying that Mikel Arteta is going to be announced earlier today. But then out of nowhere, Carlo Ancelotti.
That's right.
A name you probably expected.
That's right. Well, he was just sacked from Napoli after getting his team to the Champions League knockout round,
right.
Which is that's how it works. When you succeed, you are then eliminated from your position.
Right. But you are also that's a bridge to Everton, which is the club you've always wanted to manage.
Carlo Ancelotti obviously won Champions League in the past.
Real Madrid.
He's represented. Absolutely.
Not Alexis is this time.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Wow.
This does not
Christian
happen.
Just out here being wild disrespectful.
I was terrible. I'm like, what is that? You know what? This will be a good opportunity because that is troops. That's basically troops. We're going to have troops here on Thursday.
That's right.
And instead of communicating with Fubo, they were like, you know what? Let's call Christian while he's taping.
Yeah, on his laptop.
So that's troops. He called to say, hey, I'm going to be on the show on Thursday at 8 p.m. on Fubo Sports Network.
That's what he was calling to say. We should have just put him on speakerphone.
We should have just got him on. So look forward to that. But Carlo Ancelotti, clearly a storied manager, been a bunch of clubs, was at Bayern, won a bunch of trophies.
Real Madrid, as I mentioned before. I mean, one of the top managers ever in the world.
Yes.
So where do you go? Where do you give the guy who has everything?
You go.
Where do you go when you've managed every major club?
Merseyside.
That's right, but not to the one you're thinking of. The other club.
The one across the street. Oh, you see that one right there? The one where they were raising the Champions League trophy? Not that one. The other.
You know when there's a restaurant that's like really popular and then a shittier one opens next door to get all the people that aren't willing to wait in line? You know what I mean?
Okay,
that's what I'm talking about.
We'll take you sloppy seconds.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think.
Welcome to Crumbs. So Everton, a storied club, not having a great year.
Not having a great decade.
Yeah, but great players.
Great players.
So you would think like the manager should be able to change that around. Carlo Ancelotti supposedly was the guy who got it. All these people started releasing it. But then, Everton and Carlo Ancelotti, he's like, everybody slow down.
Okay, we haven't made it Facebook official just
right,
yet.
Right, right. We got to pee on the stick and see if we're having this baby or not.
Is that how both partners pee on the stick?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
You know, I would too, just to screw up the thing. Give me enough time to skip out of town, just like my dad. That's right. Apple trees make apples, y'all. I'm leaving that baby high and dry.
What a shame.
Oh, man, you could have been raised by the Gullies.
So, that is something to look forward to. Yeah, as an Everton fan, I mean, it would be.
In case my wife's listening, that's a joke. You know, if we ever have the unfortunate situation where you get pregnant, I will stay.
You really,
I made it better.
This show really sort of explains a lot about who Alexis is. And you think you're just tuning in for soccer.
You're getting so much more.
Then you realize, you're watching a man spiral out of control.
Yeah, but week after week, we've never missed a Wednesday.
Anyway, yes, there's a lot to do at Everton because they're not playing very well.
Way to bring it back.
And just like we said, so Duncan Ferguson, Everton legend, the Scottish giant, Big Dunk, as they say, has been the interim manager.
Not doing a great job.
I wouldn't say that.
Somebody did it, Moise Keane?
So this is the first example of maybe doing something wrong. But
two examples.
But what?
Because not only did he pull him off after, 18 minutes?
Yes.
Comes in at the second half, sees it for like 2 seconds. It's like, nah. It's like leaving a restaurant at the appetizer. You're like, nah, I'm not sticking around. Right? But then here's what he does. He turns his back on him. Like, how old is Moise Keane? 19
years old, yeah.
Turns his back on him.
And he was a big signing, came from Juventus. I think there was a very high expectation, but he's had a tough time just making the squad, making the starting lineup at least.
He's a kid.
He is a kid, but he's also he's a good soccer player. He was scoring a bunch of goals in Juventus. You would think he would be able to get at least more minutes in the Premier League, but you can't get minutes when your coach is subbing you on in the second half and then immediately removing you from the game because apparently...
I think worse than that is just ruining this kid's confidence by turning your back on a young guy.
Yeah.
Coming up, first of all, wildly embarrassing for him to get called off at that.
He was pretty embarrassed. You saw him walk off the field. He didn't even go back to the bench.
He went down the tunnel.
Yeah.
But you got to pull that dude in. You got to give him a hug. You got to be like, hey, man, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Here's why I did this, right? You got to at least have something. And that's not me saying it. A lot of pundits have said this, right? You got to do something to let the guy know, like, all right, here's why I pulled you off. You weren't doing what we were asking, yada, yada, yada. You don't turn your back on the guy.
So the comments after the match were about how tactically, he wasn't following kind of the instructions.
Clearly.
And then there was one particular moment where he did not track back on defense. He's a substitute, so he should have all the energy in the world to go to track back.
He's also 18. He should have all the energy.
Well, he's 19.
World.
I know he's
19.
He might be too old.
Kid's 12 years old. You know what I mean?
That should be it.
Are you making it younger? How could you turn your back on a 5-year-old walking past you, dude?
He was hungry, I think.
Why? As that stroller went down the tunnel, you should have known to run over there.
Yes, he's like a 6'5".
It's like those Russian
toddler.
Orphan kids that no one hugs. You know, they die sometimes from that. It's a real shame.
From a lack of affection?
Yeah, it's 100% true. You can Google that. Pause this show and Google it, dude. Russian orphans, they die from not getting hugged. They're hiring people to hug him. That's messed up. That's what Duncan's doing, dude. Moise Keane dies. They have,
Russia has
Big Dunk.
Russia has like Uber drivers, but for hugs, they just come and deliver.
Yes. Like, yes. Hello. Here to hug.
And they give you a really just lackluster, a little tap.
Love pats. Not real affection. Russians, it's mostly violence.
That's not their strength for the Russians. Okay. What a ridiculous concept.
You didn't know that.
I don't know. I also, I'm not going to trust anything you have to say about children or how to take care of them or nurture them.
Producer just told me he Googled it and it came up.
It might be possible, but I ain't going to you for it. That's all I'm saying.
Just check out my website, RussianOrphans.AlexisGuerrero.com.
Don't go to RussianOrphans.com. I don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah, you ain't going to find. What you think you're going to find? And if you misspell any of it, you're definitely not going to find what you think you're going to find.
Okay, some more MLS news, some Major League Soccer news. This is the offseason. You usually expect signings of players.
They're signing whole cities.
They're signing whole cities. Okay, you get on board, America.
It also seems like every episode we've done here at Fubo has had an MLS expansion city attached to it.
Every week is sweeps week for MLS.
Dude, next year we're going to be like, welcome to 45th Club. Sporting Des Moines.
Charlotte.
Charlotte is getting a club.
Charlotte, North Carolina is getting a team. So exciting, right? Because
DaBaby United is gonna
yep, that's gonna be their nickname.
If he was smart, he would sponsor
the fighting the babies.
Which they're gonna hire the coach from Everton for that.
Okay.
Well. Remember the riff we just did? All right. Maybe I'm the only one.
Anyway.
Big dunk.
So this will be the 30th Major League Soccer team.
Yeah.
And the reason this is even bigger news is because they definitely, I think, skipped the line of some other teams that were other cities that were expected to get Major League Soccer teams.
Including Raleigh.
Actually, Raleigh. But as soon as you hear how much they spent to get in the business, to get in the door.
Dude, this is crazy.
You understand, okay? They got bottle service for Major League Soccer.
You're still in line, but they were like, no, not only do we have a couple ladies with us, but we're willing to buy bottles to the tune of $350
million. Well,
$325. $375 million.
Can you believe
they paid $400 million?
When you're talking about millions, like $25 million does make a difference. It's not just like some chunk change.
What I said, what they made.
But $325 million to buy into Major League Soccer.
NYCFC has been in the league for 5 years now.
This will be the sixth year.
This will be the sixth year. So five full years. They paid 110, right? Or 115?
Was it even in the hundreds?
It was. Oh, it was definitely over 100. I think they were the first ones to be over 100 million. And now we're at 350. And somebody on Twitter said, well, that's because there's only so many, because they said they were going to stop at 32. So there's only two spots left. So you got to pay more. If you know a product has endless amount of cities that you could go to and it's getting 350, I'd keep going. I'd have 100 clubs in MLS. I could give a damn. I'd be like, yeah, North Newark, United, come on in here.
Oh, your stadium only holds 82 people?
Good.
$800 million entry fee.
Your season ticket is going to be a lot.
It's going to be a very exclusive football club.
Yeah, dude. I could care less. I mean, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you do the same thing if you're running MLS?
Who do you think you're talking to? Wouldn't you? I would not.
Why not?
No. I mean, like, I think for the sport to be like,
forget that it's a sport. I'm just talking about it as a business. Imagine you didn't care about the sport the way we do.
I didn't know my co-host was Bernie Madoff.
Hell yeah.
What? No.
I told you the time I almost blew the whistle on Bernie Madoff, right?
You almost
blew. It's a true story. I'll tell you this one off. We'll send this to the to Gully Squad.
I'm curious. How did you almost blow? Why didn't you if you had the opportunity?
Because my boss told me not to say nothing. It's a true story. It's 100% true story.
What's your boss, Al Capone?
Kind of close. He had a full back tattoo of his dead grandfather. So maybe. This is all true. No one believes this, but this is 100% true.
You could have saved a lot of people's lives from being destroyed.
Not true. It was only like maybe 8 months before he got caught anyway. So he's probably already getting investigated. This is all true. So he's very
like,
early
Alexis
on.
Alex is like, I'm not a rat. Okay.
You know what I would have done is I would have tried to blackmail him. So I'm kind of glad I didn't get caught up in that. Because I was like, yo, you think we should say something? And my boss is like, you're going to tell the FBI? I'm like, no, I meant to him. And that way we can make money.
Bernie, come on, chill, man. Yeah. What are you doing?
Hey. Turn around, let me talk to your grandfather. He would know what to do.
Oh my God.
I was a young salesman and I went into the lipstick building, which is the building that Bernie Madoff's office was in. And Bernie Madoff, I was only allowed to sell to businesses that had so many employees, right? I wasn't allowed to sell to small businesses. So I went up there and I was like, yo, I want to talk to someone at Madoff Incorporated, whatever it was, Madoff Funds. And they were like, yeah, this lady's on whatever, go talk to her. It was his sister, right? And they were listed as having over 1,000 employees. The place was empty.
Ooh.
Completely empty. It was just her. And I was like, yo, where is everybody? And she's like, oh, they mostly work from home. Right? But the reason why you do it by employees is because you can calculate how much office supplies they're going to buy, right? Based on the employees.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, sure, could you give me your list of it, blah, blah, blah? Like, you could print it out and I'll go and price it. She hands me a handwritten list. And it's like post-it notes, 4. And I'm like, how do you have 1,000 people? We can't. Y'all okay, sharing
I'm going to go to the
notes?
Warehouse. Let me have 4.
Could you just take it off the top? Thing.
Not 4 packs. Yeah, I mean 4 individual. 4.
I didn't even want to see that weird last thing no one ever gets to. You know what I mean? Yo, dead ass. She had like no office supplies. So I was like, hey, you're listed as having over 1,000 employees, but this seems like you're not, you know, buying enough. And she goes, no, we do. And I'm like, where? She's like, well, they all buy their own office supplies. It was all this whole thing. So I went back. I was doing research. I'm trying to figure out, like, because I could have gotten in trouble for selling to this. So I'm doing all this research. I went to my boss. I'm like, yeah, I think they're lying about the number of employees. Should I say something? Right? I'm like, they're a fund. And the guy was like, don't say nothing. When are you going to get somebody in trouble? And I'm like, all right. And I didn't. And yo,
God
like 8 months later.
Get somebody doing something illegal in trouble.
8 months later, my man's on the news. It could have been me. And you know, if I was a whistleblower, it would have been lit. I'm like, hell yeah, I knew the whole thing from the top to the bottom.
Could
have,
should have, would have, bro. Yeah. No, doesn't count now. Yeah. Doesn't count now.
My man owes me money, too. I should have put money in there just to see if I get some of that retribution money.
Anyway.
I had millions in there. It was me and the Mets owners.
Congratulations to Charlotte for a Major League Soccer club.
Charlotte.
We can't wait to attend a match in your fine city. While we were there for House of Soccer,
it was
Charlotte,
great.
People were very excited, doing a lot of work. Mint City Collective doing a lot of work to try to get an MLS team, and hey, it finally happened. All right, guys, thank you.
That's okay. Right. Just a couple whistleblowers.
Exactly. We've sorted everything out with our lawyers, so we all good.
Mine is in jail, but he uses one phone call today and called me. So
yeah. It's good guy.
Great guy.
So he's not a snitch. We are going to talk briefly about the Vancouver Whitecaps.
I like how you said that. Like, everyone brace yourselves.
Because we do not.
We're going to briefly talk about
Vancouver
the Whitecaps.
Are getting TV time.
That's
so
right.
Vancouver Whitecaps fans, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Because we don't often talk about the Vancouver Whitecaps, especially after the last season that they just had. It was not very
just
good.
Just like their local media. We don't talk about them.
So mean. Why?
They had a bad year.
We don't need to talk. I mean, look, do we need to pile on? I don't think so. But no, they are making moves. They have signed a Canadian national.
Right.
One of the guys who scored against the U.S. In the recent Nations League match.
Lucas Cavallini.
So exciting for them, because now a lot of Vancouver Whitecaps fans are like, you know, they're just like crossing their fingers, hoping that they make some moves. They did just.
Do you think this is what they wanted, though? You think they wanted a Canadian national? This seems to me like the move like a lot of MLS clubs do when they bring in like a U.S. international, you know, be like, oh, look who's coming home.
Yeah.
Do you think this is what they wanted? If you're a fan of Vancouver Whitecaps, is this what you wanted the Alphonso Davies
but you would
spent
on? You would assume that Canadian people are very, you know, patriotic and supportive of Canadian national team players and would like them to see at least one or two of them at the Canadian clubs in MLS. So
yeah, but he's 26 years old. Do you want...
Coming from Puebla. I've seen it. I've only really seen him.
He also was at 16 years old, went to the Nacional in Uruguay. He went to their academy, which is storied. Luis Suarez is from there.
Okay. So and we've seen him play in some international matches. And the dude can ball. He's good.
Yeah, no, he's incredible.
So I think this is a good move. And there were a lot of rumored clubs of where he might go. I think Vancouver was... I came in at the last minute and right. kind of like maybe won him over by... Maybe simply the fact like, hey, look, we're in Canada. We can have a stronger marketing push and sort of raise your profile if you're playing at a Canadian club. Because the interesting thing, especially about Vancouver, they hired a new sporting director, Axel Schuster. I believe he came from Bayern. And I remember seeing his they did like Vancouver been doing a lot of marketing and doing like they did like almost a small documentary about him. And he comes with the German kind of energy, trying
doesn't
to
smile a lot.
He's gonna whip these guys into shape. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I think there's a lot to look forward
really
to.
Really uncomfortable with a German guy running a camp, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What? Alexis, he's like, oh, you know what? I have to get this joke in, right? There's just no way I can't do it. Just we can have a productive conversation, and Alexis
Why?
Needs to bring
Why?
It down to very just immature, childish humor. Anyway,
you're welcome, fans listening and laughing.
Anyway, I think there's a lot to look forward to for the Vancouver Whitecaps. With probably a couple more moves to be made, but at least they have some attacking options up front. Okay, you see how I just bring it back down. Okay, so yeah.
Yes, I'm proud of myself, if you're wondering.
And just keep in mind, no one else is.
Don't need nobody else. It's just going to be me in the casket. Probably in about 5 to 10 years.
Another big move, another big signing or re-signing, yeah. Happened out of also in the Pacific Northwest. The Portland Timbers re-sign Diego Valeri.
I did not think this was going to end up happening.
Really?
I thought he would end up going to another club for like a year or two max.
Okay.
But it's nice to see that he stays with Portland. I mean, he deserves a statue there.
He does, and the dude is absolutely beloved, and it's frustrating that this happens to these legendary players sometimes, where they're like it is up in the air, yeah, and you wonder why that is the case to begin with.
Soccer is the only sport that I know of that doesn't pay you for what you've done; they pay you for what you're gonna do. And he's not going to be that productive over the next 2 or 3 years. How long is the contract? I forgot.
It might be two, I assume.
I'm assuming it's two. I doubt he's going to be that productive. He wasn't that productive last year. He's getting up there in age, but he's sort of the heart and soul of the club. So you would hope he would want to stay on. Like, he would need a major contract to stay on.
I mean, this is definitely, you would assume this is, he's going to retire with the Portland Timbers. And he clearly loves the city.
33 years old.
Yeah. Okay, but you say it like he's in his golden years.
No. I mean, you know, the gift he's going to get for his retirement is a walker. I mean, he's been playing how long, you know?
No, I think he still has a lot to offer. But when it comes to...
But he's not an everyday starter. And for the money that he's probably getting / asked for, he's not the guy who's going to be playing 90 full minutes throughout the entire season. He's just not.
Probably not. But he still has, as far as the linchpin backbone of the club, him and Diego Chara, yeah. Like, those are the guy,
give
like,
that money to Diego Chara. He's still playing at a high level. I'm not saying you don't. I think it's a great idea to bring Diego Valeri back. My point is that I'm glad that he's back. He's just not the guy. Like, you would hope that he would take sort of a more mentorship role at the club.
Sure. Well, know? Yeah. And he will do that. And as we've seen from Portland Timbers Twitter, there are still two DP slots open, right?
Yeah, so that's right.
So they're going to be signing some big players as well. So it's not over for
them.
The
thing is that MLS is a cap strap league. You know what I mean? Like, you're looking at me thinking I'm going to make a strap joke. they're it's highly defined by it. You know, the amount of players you can get, you don't have that much wiggle room. So someone like a Diego Valeri, he's using up a lot of space that you can go for someone else.
Okay, got it. Your point is you hate Diego Valeri and you hate that they resigned him.
One of my favorite players of all time, and I wish he would have played for a team I supported. That's how much I love Diego Valeri. I'm just saying, I understand that you bring him back. I also understand the other point is some fans who are like, no, we had him, we good now.
Yes, Alexis hates old people. We all know this. All right, we'll be back for more right after this, guys. Hey, what's up? Happy holidays. We hope you enjoy your holiday this time of year.
With us. Hey, get us as a gift for your family.
Okay, we're available.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic will not leave the news, okay?
Yeah, I think he's the most talked about player on this show, without a doubt.
He's not even playing in America anymore.
He's not.
He hasn't picked a club yet, but supposedly the rumor is that Ancelotti wants him to go to Everton if he goes there.
So apparently, we spoke a couple weeks ago about how he mentioned that even Zlatan had tweeted that he's going back to Italy to help a struggle, you know, bring back a club to its glory or something like that. And now we are hearing, because Ancelotti just left Napoli, that they might reunite again, and maybe if he ends up at Everton, that this might be one of the conditions for Carlo Ancelotti to actually become the next manager at Everton. It is
because he wants transfer reassurances.
Yeah.
You think it's for a 38-year-old striker from LA Galaxy?
I mean, look, as an Everton fan, however, Ancelotti is part of the package. I care less
who comes.
It doesn't matter to me. Okay. Yeah. You bring back David Beckham for all I care. Yeah, all right?
You're like, so six rabid dogs are going to be released during the match. All right, whatever. We got Ancelotti, right?
That's all I want. Okay.
I'm thinking about really thick pants.
I'm thinking about the future, but this is would be a pretty wild move to go.
Would you be excited to have Zlatan Ibrahimovic as a striker at your club?
Of course. Why not? Excited. Will he be
because of the play? Or
will it work? Will he be good?
No.
I don't know.
It's the bands. You just want it for the bands?
The bands. I mean, look, Everton needs something to get out of that immense shadow that is Anfield and Liverpool. So,
you mean the team that could go undefeated?
Yeah. So look, yeah. Shake it up a little bit. Have a little fun.
Are there any more derbies?
Yeah, there's one left.
Oh, Zlatan.
Imagine Zlatan
being a part of the Merseyside derby. Yo, that would be wild.
It'll be entertaining. You know, him and Virgil van Dijk.
Just jawing up Salah every time he walks by. Yo. It'd be pretty lit. I'd be excited to watch.
It's like a WWE match, you know? They'll talk a lot of smack before. Yeah. Like, because Everton has been so poor, you know, the derbies have not... The Merseyside derby is not really entertaining.
No, they're like charity matches.
You're more like, well, okay, how much is Everton going to lose by? That's like, what everybody's betting on.
Yeah, everyone's like, it's going to be a rough one. And that's the Liverpool fans. They don't even want to see it.
Yeah, that's why a lot of times people compare derbies. And weirdly enough, the Merseyside derby is one of the more respectful ones because...
They're like families.
You feel bad for Everton. Yeah,
it's also like brother versus brother. And everyone knows which one they feel bad for. It's the one wearing blue, you know?
As compared to, you know, like Boca River, right? Like if you live in a household, a River household, and a Boca fan is it living in your household.
You don't care if it's grandma. She's getting stomped out, dog.
Okay. Yeah. Grandma is not long for this world. Nah, okay?
Yo. Which hip is the bad one? Abuela.
So bring Zlatan in there. There, you know, spice it up a little bit. I think it'll be fun.
Grandma catching a fade if she shows up. She shows up in a Boca shirt. Yeah, no, Liverpool, Everton ain't like that.
Yeah,
but Zlatan would crank it up to a different level, though.
Yeah, because he would make it, you know, messy a little bit, and people will be like, oh, okay, I'm not used to this. But no, I'm fine with it. I think it would be entertaining.
Be happy. Would you want that? How about if not Ancelotti, just Zlatan came?
Imagine he plays well at Everton in the Premier League, and everybody was like, you know, first goal for Zlatan was like, oh, it was just MLS goalkeeping, MLS defending. Imagine he does it in England.
38 years old.
You need to shut up, all of you. Yeah.
I suggest you buy someone else from the Galaxy, my guy.
I hope he succeeds.
You
can
use it.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this, y'all.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We want to break it with a little word from one of our sponsors, LBF.
Live, Breathe Football, a Philly-based clothing company making dope soccer gear.
That's right. They are making dreams and nightmares level soccer gear. It's absolutely awesome. One of my favorite things about them, we talk about it all the time, is that they're not just going out and buying a bunch of random-ass t-shirts and printing stuff on it. They're actually designing everything. They're making it all. They're manufacturing the stuff and making all these cool little pockets everywhere.
It is a fashion line.
100%.
More than it's a soccer gear store.
And who better to go to fashion advice than Christian and I?
Yo, okay? My drip is tight.
My drip so much. They got to follow me with a mop. You know what I mean? They think I'm pregnant. My water broke. Like I'm dripping so hard.
Dope gear. So make sure you go to Live, Breathe, Football. And the football is spelled the Spanish way, FUTBOL. Live, Breathe, Football. .com.
You could just go there and shop all you want, but why don't you also get a discount?
Exactly. Huh? So if you use the promo code GULLIEST, you will get 15% off your first order. And there is a bunch of new gear. There's a bunch of holiday gear available now. It's like, you know, Santa kicking a soccer ball, like dope, but it's dope.
And all of it is dope. Go check it out. It's
fits
really
well.
Cool.
It's well worth it. So make sure you do that. Support a great company and you'll be supporting us as you do that.
Go to livebreathefootball.com, buy yourself a bunch of clothes, 15% off, get it for the holidays.
GULLIEST. The energy is high. I'm excited about this one.
Dude, I'm amped. I'm gassed, as they would say on Arsenal Fan TV.
Okay, I've never been excited about any show we've done prior to this one right now.
Nah, dude, I hate working with this guy, but finally.
Can't stand this dude.
We got a reason to be here.
Finally, the reason we started this program to begin with.
Dude, I've been listening to so much UK drill just to get the accent down.
Okay, I've been listening to Stormzy and
right?
I know those two.
I found out about Ladbroke Road or something like that. Like, I'm all in it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
AJ from the lane, like, I'm deep.
Okay. Alexis is, getting brownie points now.
By the way, if we ever have a guest in that has a book, I don't read the book. But we got a guest in from London. I'm like, I'm going to get the
answer. Oh, you got a YouTube channel? Yeah, I'll watch that.
Oh, I'll do my research. You can't read a book and eat a chicken parm sandwich at the same time.
You can with YouTube. Getting chicken parm over that book.
And you know I'm eating that page out of that book, dog. Give me back my chicken palm sandwich, my
Hello,
dude.
Everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Right, we are the Cooligans.
This is a show about soccer.
We are your favorite stand-up comedians. I host the funniest soccer show that you've ever seen.
Not just that, though. It's also the gulliest. And nothing's gullier than the guest we have today.
Exactly. And we want to give you a little preparation just in case some people do not know who this is.
Part of our research.
Is. Exactly. This is so you can get a quick idea over the gentleman that's going to be joining
this
us.
This is in a moose boosh. You know?
So,
bite.
Check this clip out right now.
You know how bad it is? Last night I chatted to my mum, yeah? My mum's wanging in. Is she mad? Is she mad? Seriously, mum, I love you, but big man thing. I don't know what you're drinking in that tea, you know? But yo, because she said to me, she's trying to defend him. You cannot defend this no more, blood. It's undefendable, fam. Every f***ing year.
That's the guy. And of course, you picked out a clip where my man calls out his mom. He's absolutely one of my favorite people as an Arsenal fan. Typically speaks what's in my mind in a very different accent. He doesn't sound like he's selling used Cadillacs. You know what I mean? It's a little different. He's selling you a used Citroen. You know what I mean? Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only. Put your hands together. Unless you're driving your car, put your hands together for the one, the only. Troops, everybody!
What's good, fam?
Give yourself a little...
I have to give myself a little clap, you get me?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, that intro was on point still.
It was.
And it was fully on point, fam.
Thank you. Now they'll hear you. Don't worry about it.
They gonna hear me.
Yeah.
I ain't used to this production here, bro.
Yeah.
We're in the streets, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's fancy, right?
You don't have a studio now. It's all magic. Like,
we don't have Robbie's gonna be hating. We have Robbie, you know, in your
with
face.
With that big-ass microphone,
that big-ass mic, blood just waving it at me. Okay.
How excited was it? Because you didn't start off as a part of Arsenal Fan TV, right? You were just one of the fans outside the game.
Yeah, literally.
How excited was Robbie when you just started going crazy? He was like, oh, we got a good one here.
You know what? Yeah, it was... When we first met, we never knew each other, innit? But like, I knew of him, but he didn't know who I was, innit? But then, as we got talking and whatnot, he knew my uncles and my family. So he kind of realized why I'm kind of wild, innit? Okay. So then he was like, all right,
he's
cool.
Like, oh, your uncle kicked my ass in
primary
school.
Apple trees make like, apples.
Something like that. Still, I'm not going to lie, blood. But then from then, like, we just kind of built a friendship, innit? And because we're like both Jamaican, it kind of just works, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Jamaican culture, you're from North London?
Northwest.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, it's different.
All right, I didn't know that. So you're not like Tottenham then?
Fuck them, man.
Yeah.
There's your first beat, blood.
Just stay on that button.
Yeah. Just keep that, you know, keep that trigger finger on point. I'm about to go fire, blood.
What neighborhood is Northwest?
Graham Park.
Okay, very cool.
So we're near like Wembley Stadium.
Oh, okay.
You know Wembley, innit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. She wore.
We've heard of.
There you go. Wore. Yeah, that's that. You don't know about Wembley, though, innit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah, you don't.
He's an Everton fan. He's
the last time you man went Wembley, bro.
Yeah. He's Googled it.
I'll
before.
Get there. Yeah. I'll take a bus tour. It'll
be
he nice.
Went to a car show.
We got them buses show. Like you, man, them New York things.
Yeah. The double deckers. Blood,
but don't go in that in winter, fam.
No, of course it's not. Peak. Not on the top.
Yeah, it's peak, fam.
What? I was going to ask. I mean, you're in New York, right? And now there's Troops has leveled up to some degree, right? You went from the guy we saw on this clip to, you know.
Went from playing FIFA to being in FIFA.
All right. Well, and we'll get to that. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
But we met you in Charlotte at House of Soccer, and people were losing their minds just meeting you, man. They wanted photos. They wanted to get a chance, an opportunity to talk to you. What has that been like for you? I mean, like, where, because, and you mentioned it on a lot of the rants, where you come from, the hood, and all this.
Ends.
Yeah, the ends.
Yeah.
You get me?
So what is this like for you, this come up?
It's for me, it's mad, isn't it? Because like it wasn't a plan. I never planned to be a YouTuber. I never planned to get into like this type of work.
Right.
So like for me, it's just like I'm just in a bubble and I'm just going round and round and round and round and round. And one day I think I'm going to wake up in a jail cell.
You understand? Yo, me and you, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be like, all right. Yeah, yeah. This weren't real.
You get me? That makes sense.
Yeah. Because it's like, for me, it's like, I'm just a normal football fan. So I don't get like the whole thing. You get me? Like there's millions of fans. There's millions of me around the world.
Yeah.
So I don't get what's the hype about me. Like I just keep it humble, innit? I got good people around me. I don't let nothing get to my head. Nothing's changed about me. Like from what you saw 10, 15 years ago to what you see now is the same thing. You get me? Like I'd never switch up or nothing. Like,
pocket's a little thicker.
Yeah, the pockets are getting big. Yeah. They're trying anyway, innit? Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, it's a whirlwind. It's a blessing, innit? Like,
yeah, and it's interesting, especially this year. It feels like whenever Arsenal has, tougher results, people start looking for who to blame. And it's weirdly enough, your name.
Yeah, mine.
Came up as always. One of the people responsible for bringing this club down.
Yeah,
right?
It's all my fault.
Yeah, so yeah, no, just a guy from the hood. Yeah. I hear ruining 100-year-old clubs.
I pick the team. I make the transfers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all me, blood, isn't it? Yeah. Like, you understand? Like,
I'm curious because this. I saw this story not too long ago, but I guess I would just ask you the question.
Yeah.
Why are you the one personally responsible for ruining Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's career? Yeah. Because apparently you have some sort of friendship, that is the reason why the club is struggling.
I don't understand, bro, because back in the day, like there was a thing called Tuesday Club where this was like in the early 90s. So like the likes of Seaman, Adams, Parlour, Winterburn, Keown, Rocky, RIP, they used to all go Tuesday Club. There was, I think it was a bar in Potter's Bar, which is near the training ground. They go, they have a drink on a Tuesday. A lot of the fans would be there. They chill with the fans. No problems. No one bats an eyelid.
I will say this is a part of the Premier League where they were still eating beans on toast at half.
Yeah, man was smoking fags,
smoking cigarette
in cigarettes. The. When I say a fag, I don't mean like you understand. Fag is a short term for a cigarette.
It out every time you said it.
Yeah. So like I'm not homophobic before we get that one in it. That's London slang. You feel me?
Yeah.
But obviously you Americans won't know.
Yeah.
But like you could do madness and. Obviously, there weren't social media in that time, innit? So I think that's why people are more on it because I think like they feel like maybe they should be talking to Aubameyang. Why is he talking to Aubameyang?
Yeah,
he talks like blood, fam. Why is he taking to him? Well, the reason why he's taking to me is because I'm a Londoner and he relates to me. You understand? You look at him, flashy Lamborghini. He's not going to relate to, no disrespect, he's not going to relate to a DT or a Claude. Right. It's going to be me he's going to be pulled to. You understand? So Lacazette as well. Like a blood clot Z, same thing. My brother, both of them, fam. You understand? But it's because I'm close with Aubameyang. No one cares about that. I'm close with Laka. It's the ABBA one.
Yeah.
Because he's a star, innit?
Yeah.
He's a star in world football.
In 1 minute,
Guy's got like nearly 10 million followers and he's reposting me.
Right.
So a lot of it is jealousy. But I don't get it because I'm like, bro, like, if they were to say to me, Troops, can you get me an Aubameyang, can you get Aubameyang to sign my shirt for me? I'd do that for you, bro. Even if you don't like me because, you understand? He's our player. You get me? It's just that he's taken to me. I never asked for that. You understand? I can't make people like me.
Yeah, you weren't sitting out in front of his crib waiting for him to come out.
I don't hunt out for this guy. Like, I just do me. Like, and the thing is that what happened was his brothers were the ones that came at me first. Willie, because Catty don't speak English, so Willie speaks fluent English.
Yeah,
and Willie was following me for months. I didn't even know. And then it was Loomis who said, "Yo, you know Willie follows you." I said, "Swear down." So I followed him back. And he's like, "Yo, you took your time, superstar." I said, "Bro, I didn't know you was following me." Like, there's certain man that have followed me, and I'm privileged that they followed me. And I literally followed back straight away.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and I said, I'll be like, "Yo, bro, I didn't know you was following me. Right. Don't think I'm bougie. I'm not that dude, bro. My following is mad, so I can't see who's following me.
I can't wait till Troops finally follows his back. Oh,
I followed you, lot. I got you, lot. As soon as I clocked, I had you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And when I clocked Insta, I followed back straight away because I got love for you, man. You get me?
Yeah.
So, like, for me, it's just like, it's mad, bro.
You were talking a little bit about how you're homies with Aubameyang.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what is it like? Y'all go like picnics? Like, what's the deal? Like, you take him to the real spots? You take him to, like, you know, the fish fry spots?
Yeah. It's not that deep.
Yeah. Y'all go to the chicken spots?
Nah, maybe when he leaves Arsenal.
Maybe, right? Yeah don't put pounds on him right now.
Yeah, it's a bit PC right now.
Yeah.
So, like, me and him, we're just talking it.
That's awesome.
It's not like a link up thing, but we're just talking it.
Okay.
Yeah. But maybe when he leaves Arsenal, you never know, like, then I might get to link up because man love cry like a bitch, blood. So, yeah. I have to wait till he leaves. So, hopefully he don't leave.
Yeah, hopefully he don't leave.
Let's get that in. Because
right now, he's teetering.
Yeah, Barca, Madrid, and can you really blame him with the state of the club? No, you can't, bro. Like,
as an Arsenal fan, I started following the club. The first year I followed it, I tried my hardest. It was very hard. They didn't show it on TV much here, was when Rioch was manager.
Oh, right? Shit.
Right. So that was the first year.
That was bad. There.
Yeah, that was not a great one.
He tried to sell Righty, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Ian Wright is like a legend.
Yeah, that's my dad.
So, you're Bradley Wright troops?
Yeah. I'm the light skin version. You get me?
Troops Wright Phillips?
Okay, you just got a ring to it, blood. Yeah, that's bad. Big up Ox, fam. Are you mad?
It's actually not bad.
I'm telling you, that's bad. Come on, CWP? I'm telling you, blood. Yeah, that's bad. Righty's the man, though.
Yeah.
He's proper. Yeah.
But, like, what is it? I was going to ask a different question, but we'll go to Ian Wright. Like, is he from, because Rocastle was from the hood, right?
That was right. They're from the same hood.
They're from the same hood.
South London.
So what did that mean to you as a kid from the hood to see someone from the hood make it on like the actual club? Like, was that a big deal for y'all?
Yeah, because like coming from the hood, you know, especially like being a black kid, you don't really have a lot of role models. Like a lot of our dads are not there. You get me? So it's like, who do you look to? And then when you're looking and you're seeing there's no one really to look for, you look at rappers, but they're doing a mad thing.
Right.
So then you look to football and then you see what Righty done and how he had it hard because he done time in jail. He was a late, like he went to other enough clubs and they said he weren't good enough, too small, this, that, the other. And then it was Steve Coppell who took the risk on him at Palace and said, yo, we're going to try and get you in for a 2-week trial. Got him in for a trial. And then literally he was making more money where he was working than what he was getting paid as a footballer. But because the footballer was what he wanted to do, he dropped the job, went full time, moved to Arsenal. My mum fancied him in it. That's why I'm kind of an Arsenal fan. And when you're seeing a black man like that come from what he's gone through and he's telling his story and you're like, raw, if he can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
You understand? You can relate to him. So like seeing what Righty's done and now that I'm close to, I can call him a friend now.
You know, that's
like,
crazy.
That's like, for me, that's my hero.
Yeah.
It's like I got two heroes in life. Well, three. One's Max B, free my mans, yeah.
One's rapper?
Yeah, that's my mans, bro.
Okay. I was not expecting.
When I came, are you mad? The first place I came when I came to New York, I went to 140 in Lennox Ave, baby.
Yeah.
Harlem. Come on, blood. You mad? Dipset, baby.
Trying to get your lips wet.
You understand? You mad? That's my bro, blood. Yeah. 2021, he home.
Yeah.
And then like The Rock as well. Because that's why you see the people champion on my Twitter. Because I love The Rock as a kid.
You, what a varied group you have up here. Your Mount Rushmore is wild.
When you said The Rock, I was thinking Rocky Rockcastle. Yeah. He means the actual Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson. And then obviously Ian Wright.
And Ian Wright.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're like the people that I idolize still. I idolize Max to this day. Like when I heard I was coming to New York, I was like, bro, we're going Harlem. The first place I'm going Harlem.
Yeah.
And a chopped cheese steak. I need that in
chopped cheese?
Of course, brother. You mad? I went to Ricardo Steakhouse.
Oh, you didn't go to Haji's?
Nah. We hit Lennox. We hit 125th Street.
What'd you think of the chopped cheese?
It was lit.
It's amazing.
It was lit, bro.
What's the comparable food in London?
In London. It's probably fish and chip thing. But I don't eat fish, so for me, it's burger and chips.
You don't eat
or a kebab.
Fish?
Nah, man, I need fish.
You're Jamaican and you don't eat fish.
Yeah, I'm fish. Damn, don't start this Robbie shit with me now. Blood, yeah?
No, that's like a Cuban.
Don't start this
don't
shit. I flew 7 hours. I don't want to be hearing this shit now, blood.
Robbie texts me. him and Obama Yang text me and they said, yo, get on him for that fish.
Nah, you know what? I do not eat fish, bro. If it don't smell nice, I ain't eating it, fam.
Yeah?
Yeah, fish don't smell nice, bro.
Must have been hard to date when you were a teenager.
I don't go down, so boy, you get me. I'm all right, blood. You get me?
Jamaican.
Yeah,
you know, Jamaican.
You get me? We go there and it's back again. You understand?
He's serious about no fish.
Hey, facts, bro. You Americans are fruity. We ain't fruity like that, blood.
Yeah, dog, I'm a Latino. We get it.
I know. You might know that. You might know that. Rod Jeremy. You might know that. Rod Jeremy shit.
I tuck a napkin in my neck.
I'm back to the knife. My back to the steak knife.
Yeah,
steak knife.
It's the last thing I thought we were talking about.
I would be chopping it. That's chopping it like a beef.
Yeah, I didn't know my man was DJ Khaled over there.
Another one.
Now that you get to sort of like talk to Ian Wright,
yeah.
Does he understand sort of his legend mm-hmm. with folks like you? And I know Poet has talked about in the past.
Yeah, big up Poet.
Yeah, how much he's meant mm-hmm. to him. Like, does he understand like the sort of the impact he's had on a lot of these youths, as you would say?
Yeah. He fully gets it.
Yeah, does he?
Fully, because the way he deals with us, is that he knows that we respect him and we idolize him. And he could just be ignorant and just be like, yeah, whatever. But he takes us in. He supports us with whatever we do. Whenever AFTV is going through madness, right, he's the first one to come out and back this thing.
Really?
When Parler was running up his mouth saying that, oh, they're negative, but then you've been on AFTV, my bro.
Yeah, yeah.
So you understand? Don't forget that one, innit, yeah? He's lucky he's a legend, so I don't cuss him.
Yeah.
You understand? Because I'll cuss his class.
He said that at TalkSport, right?
Yeah, blood. And he's getting paid. Talk shit. Not TalkSport. Talk shit.
Yeah.
Because all the man do is talk shit, blood. You understand? Yeah. Pure facts, fam. But he's getting paid to say that. You can tell, like, the real man that are not getting paid or who don't work with the club, spit facts, i.e. Kevin Campbell, i.e. Ian Wright. Because they're not getting paid by the club Parler's an ambassador, so he can't come out and say AFTV's good. He has to say it's negative.
Right.
You understand?
The club, because
so,
the club, that's the stance the club is taking.
But then when you actually try and blame AFTV for this stupidness, when I'm saying you got this parasite Stan Kroenke running the club, who's just doing bullshit in LA.
You in his house, dog. You in America.
That's what I'm, say it, blood, say I run it. His, blood, I run his house, fam. You understand? I run him out of his house, blood. You understand? The guy thinks he's bad because he's got because his chick's from Walmart. You're a clown, bruv. Yeah. Your toupee, blood. Rip off your toupee and dash it in the road, fam. You understand? Looking like roadkill out here, blood. Clown, fam.
But what's the other option, though? Osmanov? You know what I mean? Like
boy, me and Robbie, we've been...
tell him to sell the Rolls Royce and you could buy it.
The Rolls ain't enough, blood. Yeah, sell more than that, blood. No, I'm joking. I start getting figured. Right, these man got millions. Like,
he back on the road, though.
Yeah, blood. I swear now. Like, now you know what? Yeah, me and Robbie and Brennan. Shout out Brennan. You met Brennan.
Yeah.
Cameraman. Mm-hmm. We might be going to Qatar in January, so we're gonna go shake hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just try to get one of these.
Well, I think you gave it away a little too early.
Knock on some doors and some palaces.
Yeah, because maybe you lot could put it out there. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Yo, troops is coming.
Yeah.
Shakes, if you're available, you understand? Yeah. Get me.
Like, if I go,
help a brother out.
If I go, let me know where the Shake Shack is. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, because
I'm looking for the burger.
I've had enough of this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's just embarrassing, fam.
It's, as an Arsenal fan, it's weird knowing we're a small club now.
Facts.
It's hard to watch. Knowing, like, we went from the Invincibles.
How we grew up watching and now to see how it is. Because you said 95, so you've grown up with...
Oh, dude.
You
know, I've seen. It was hard to follow it. I had to get, like, newspapers from around the world and, like, tape delays and stuff like that. But the Invincibles year, I could watch some of those games.
You've seen the good times, and now you see the shit.
I thought we were the best in the world. Now I understand why players don't want to come here. It's embarrassing.
Well, ever since I've been watching the Premier League, y'all always been trash.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. No, a kid born in like 2010 thinks we're garbage. 9 years old. He's like, y'all suck.
Yeah. It's like my son, he said to me, Dad, why do we support Arsenal?
Oh, man.
That hurts, bro.
I had to break your heart.
That hurt, bro. You understand? Because he's like, Dad, I prefer PSG.
Oh.
They got Neymar. They got Mbappe. We got Xhaka.
Where's he live now that you kicked him out of the house?
He lives in the bin chute next door.
If I'm not mistaken, I feel like you've said this on one of the Arsenal Fan TV. Your missus is Tottenham, right?
Yeah, she's Tottenham.
What's that dynamic like?
Opposites attract, innit? What can I say?
Tottenham
got a beautiful fan base.
I said, how is that possible? You go, she's bad. I'm like,
yeah, she's bad. She hot blood. I don't give a shit.
You'll make exceptions.
I'm telling you, bro. I don't know what time the show goes out, so you get me? I'm going to keep it.
You know what I mean? Were you thinking about that 2 minutes ago?
No, but true, it's her now. I got to be easy now. You get me?
That's a good point.
Nah, but you know what? Yeah, when we first met, it was like 2005. So we've been together since 2005. So we're talking 14 years.
Yeah.
And then when we first met, she weren't really... I used to go to games, but not how I go.
Right.
I didn't have a season ticket, so I'd be like a Red member. So I get when I get them, I'd go. Right. And then she wasn't really like... She never really told me about her football, like her teams or if she was into football or nothing. And then one day I went to her yard which is her house.
Yeah.
She don't live in a yard. Yeah, yeah. She's in a barn or something.
She would never let you in the backyard. You're not allowed to go back. Yeah. Like, you might tell them
no something. Back door action around here. But man's gone to the yard. Man's gone to the yard now, yeah? And I walk in and the first thing I see is her sister's in the Tottenham top. And I'm like, excuse me, am I in the wrong house?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here? Like, she's like, oh, by the way, babe, my family support Tottenham. And I was like, oh, shit. And then it was just like, you know what? Yeah, I don't really care because my family support Tottenham. My whole family are Tottenham. It's only me, my mum, and my two sons that are Arsenal. My whole family's Tottenham. My family's Tottenham.
Wow.
So, like, you understand? My mum's the smart one. You get me? My uncle got dropped in his head as a baby.
Yeah.
My mom never, clearly. You get me?
Yeah. But it's hard to explain to Americans watching. That's like me and my brother are blood. Everyone else is crap.
Especially
in the 90s.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving's weird.
Yeah. Like, literally, when we play, I don't talk to my uncle for the whole week. For the whole pre-match, we don't talk, bro. Because if we get on, it's mad.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't watch a game together. Like, I remember one time we watched a game together. It was 2001. We played them in the semi-final in the FA Cup at Old Trafford, They took the lead 1-0. He went mental, We was in my house. I'm about 13, 14. He's got mad, We've equalised 1-1. I've jumped up. Yeah. Sit down.
Yeah. You right.
Shit, all right. The back, Vieira 2-1, I jumped up. He's like, sit down. I was like, no. Bloody hit me in my... Boom, I held a stiff one, bro. My black ass sat down. Quick, fam. I said, oh, I don't want nothing.
Still a Jamaican
I don't
household.
Want that, blood. I swear down.
Surprised he didn't throw acid on you.
I'm telling you, bro.
We're talking about everything, all right? We got... Right here, we have the Henri jersey, right?
This is actually mine.
Yeah, this is his.
My brother went to London probably about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, something like that. And every time... my brother's a handball player, but... U.S. handball, not the Olympic handball. But he, every time he would travel to any city, he would bring me a kit. And that's how I started getting into the sport.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the last season he was at the club. That's the first year at Emirates.
Okay.
Yeah, which yeah. I still, I couldn't, when I went to go see a game at Emirates, I couldn't go to Highbury. Mm-hmm. Now it's like apartments.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see it on my own.
They've still got the East End, though.
I know. I saw the wall, but I wasn't going to go in. I wasn't going to try to break it.
But when
in.
You go in, they've actually like got the, you see like their garden bit?
It looks like the lines.
It's the pitch.
Oh, is it?
It's the Highbury pitch. Oh, so when you go in, you could like walk, but you have to get like the plug.
Yeah.
They don't someone told me that so they I'm would, not the plug.
Somebody told me they would open the door so I could walk around. Like Perez has an apartment there.
Perez has got one. Wenger's got one. Yeah. Ornery's got one. And somebody else.
That's awesome. Don't, I think Vieira
don't,
has one.
Don't we yeah, miss, maybe Pat. Don't we miss Arsene Wenger?
Yeah. No. But so speaking of managers.
I don't know about that one.
Right now we got Freddie Ljungberg. I'm not happy with how it's going. Mm. Right?
Agreed.
Here's
all. Love Freddie though.
Freddie legend. Well,
it's Kroenke that's put him in the fire and he's trying to ruin him, the bastard.
Okay. Everything goes back to Kroenke.
Yeah, he's a wanker, bro.
Colorado Rapids legendary owner, yeah. Stan Kroenke.
Look how shit the Rapids are.
Yeah, they're trash.
I don't know how Arsenal ever saw that. Even the Denver Nuggets, the amount of shit, blood.
Yeah.
Every team is shit. Why are you selling to this dickhead? I don't even get it, bro.
Money.
I'm telling you.
I remember he wouldn't buy a player, but he bought himself a $500 million mansion. Yep.
Bought himself a ranch.
Yeah.
Then he takes out money every year for advisory reasons. What's he advising? The demise of Arsenal.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he advising, buddy?
Well, like, then he's doing a great job if that's what his job is.
I'm telling you, he couldn't advise his sons across the road. Yeah. Get run over, blood, God forbid.
Who do you want as the next manager? Because I have two names, one of which is being heavily rumored, Arteta, but you're not a big Arteta guy.
Yeah, I got a lot of heat for giving my opinion on Twitter, bro. You understand? Like, Arsenal fans are just very fickle. And I can't win, bro, because when it was going wrong with Emery, I was backing it. I'm a dickhead. Why are you backing it? Now that I've given my opinion, I don't want to tell you're negative, you're this. Brother, I can't win. No matter what I do, I can't win. People just love to chat shit.
Yeah, but if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, right?
I know, but like, I'm giving my opinion, bro. Like, what's the problem? I'm not happy with him. That don't mean that I'm going to fucking ruin him. I said that, bro. I put a tweet out. I said, bro, I'm not happy. Not happy at all, bro. Because you have to realize the predicament we're in, we need an elite manager. We need a man that's going to sort out this mess. Can Arteta sort out this mess? I'm not too sure. You understand? But I already said that if he comes, I'll back it. Because he's Arsenal manager, so I've got to support him, innit?
Right.
But I'm not happy. I don't have to be happy. You know, enough man ain't happy in their job. You understand? Why do I have to be happy with my manager? Do you know what I mean? Like, look at your situation now. Are you going to keep Dunk? Or are you going to get a new man? After the way he treated Moise Keane, I'm not sure about that, blood. You understand? Because he's a young player. You don't really do that. And after all he went through in Italy, and you put out that bullshit, with his mum, we're going to look after your son. And then you do that, blood. You're a snake, bro. You understand? You're an embarrassment to do that, bruv.
Turning your back on a young player, we talked about this on the last one, but turning your back on a young player, that's not something you do, right?
Mm. Killing his confidence, bro.
Right, yeah.
Because he's a young man. Young players need that arm around them when shit's going wrong. You need that, yo, you're all right, bro. Just keep playing your game. Keep your head on. Keep training hard and we'll get through this time. Not like you bring him off. You don't even like say to him, yo, I'm bringing you off because I'm trying to see up the game.
Yeah.
They're coming on to us. We need more defenders on. You just literally turn your back on the kid after all he's been through. It's disgusting.
Even Freddie Ljungberg would know not to do that.
Nah, Freddie wouldn't do that, bro. You understand? Even when Ozil come off, he tried to like, when Ozil's throwing, is having his tantrum, Freddie tried to like say, yo, allow that, bro. Like, just go sit down, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you mentioned that the club, you know, it's a mess right now. You need a manager to clean up the mess. What would you describe as the mess in itself? I mean, from my perspective, especially not as an Arsenal supporter, I mean, like, defensively, that there seems to be some real issue with either playing defensive, like playing passionately, playing with like that real sense of urgency, you know, Socrates like being like, what? Just like, what is he?
David Luiz, headless chicken, man, like sideshow fucking Bob.
What is the
Shaka? I don't know how this guy's still at the club.
They even get me talking about that guy.
What is the main mess? Is it something organizational or is it like the players on the pitch?
Yeah, it's from the top. It works from the top and
the fish
trickles.
Things from the head
and it trickles down.
No more fish. No more fish conversation. Yeah,
when I nyam fish star.
Yeah. It's not in his diet. We know.
Yeah, we don't want that. Nah, but it's top to bottom. It stems from the top and it trickles all the way down into the club. And if you're not at the top doing the best you can and setting examples, it's going to trickle down the whole tree. It's like a family tree. You understand? If one bit goes wrong on the tree, you're fucked, blood.
Yeah.
You have to keep the spine. You have to keep it going. And Kroenke's up there just taking the piss out of man.
So, okay, you become, Kroenke hires you to be the Arsenal czar.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want except for get rid of Kroenke. You could hire a manager and then you make any other decision, anything else you want.
Mm-hmm.
What manager, any manager you want in the world. Imagine you have endless funds. Who would you pick and what's the next decision you make? You could do anything you want.
It's either, for me, it's either Poch or Allegri. But
oh, we got another one of Pat wants to watch.
But number one is Allegri, and
you could do anything you want with the club.
Anything. All right, here we go.
Get rid of all the fish in the concession.
I'll sell most of the players.
Ooh, okay.
Most of them, literally. I'd sell. All right, I'd keep.
There you go. Yeah.
I'd keep Leno.
Bellerin.
Nope.
Wow.
Ooh.
Aubameyang, that's your homie.
Let's go from back to front.
Okay.
All right, so Leno I'd keep. Defenders, Tierney, Holden, Chambers. They're the only ones. Socrates, Luiz, Bellerin, Kolasinac, you're gone.
Wow, I love Bellerin, but okay, wow. I'm so far with
English ain't your first language, you're gone.
Yeah, but Leno's there, bro.
Guendouzi?
Midfield, Guendouzi stays, Willock stays, Reece stays, Saka stays, Torreira stays.
Oh yeah, the Uruguayan.
Elneny goes, Xhaka goes. Who else? Ozil goes.
Wow.
And then I'd keep Abba, Laka, Pepe, Martinelli, and Nketiah. Yeah.
What do you do with all the money that you just got?
I'd bring in.
So far, we have 8 players on the squad.
This is where the work comes in. Yeah. I'd get Ndidi.
Wow.
I'd get Upamecano. I'd get Koulibaly.
Okay.
I'd get Pereira, the right back from Leicester.
Yeah.
I'd get Chilwell. For cover for Tierney, and because Tierney's a bit injury prone, I'd go for Madison as a number 10, Premier League proven.
He's dope, and me and him
on the same label.
Yeah,
so I'll probably get a little cheap deal for that one.
Like Mexico, you pay.
You understand? Yeah, little
paying with the gems.
You feel me? Just give him a little. Hey,
no taxes on them gems.
Hold up, my brother. Yeah.
And as far as bringing these players in, do you think any of them will be reluctant to join Arsenal Football Club?
Not with troops. No,
with
GM.
No, with me, bro.
Okay.
And they know, like, if you win the Premier League and the Champions League, brother, I'm buying you whatever you want. Yeah. Any whatever girls, whatever you want, bro. Yeah, you want weed? You can smoke weed tonight, bro. Because you want the Champions League, bro. Don't worry about that drug test. I will deal with that. Yeah,
yeah.
I will deal with that drug test, blood. Yeah, we'll make a dog piss in there and say that's your piss. Yeah. And we'll bust case, bro. You get me?
Yeah, and they're like, by the way, your calcium is low, but you're high on kibbles and bits.
Yeah. Like, yo, you got the pedigree. You know what I mean?
Like, also, you're 90% Labrador.
That's sad. Really, I'm telling you, bro. I've
genetic pool.
Yeah.
And we still with troops.
Come on.
Doing the damn thing.
Back again.
So we were talking about Arteta. What's the big deal with Arsenal sort of kind of quasi interviewing him without letting Manchester City know? Mm. Is it really that big of a deal? That's something that as far as Premier League rules go, I kind of don't really understand. Maybe we just don't get that type of news here.
Yeah, you can't really tap up people. You have to kind of go to the club, ask for permission to talk to the person. If you want a player, if you want a manager.
But it's a manager.
Yeah, but he's still part of the regime, isn't it? So You're tapping up Pep's team, basically, isn't it? The team that's made him win the 2 league titles.
Yeah, but they just destroyed us 3-0. We should be able to talk to anybody we want after that.
Facts, bro. Yeah. But there's still like rules and regulations.
4-1?
3-0.
Was it 3-0? Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was a worse result. That's what I'm saying.
No. It felt like 9-0.
Oh, we whoop your ass on Saturday, you know? Yeah. I swear down. I'll be in that way and Snapchatting your ass, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be like, walk on, bro. What are you saying, G? You're not from Liverpool, man. You get me? No facts, G. I swear down. You better hide on Saturday if we whoop your ass, bro.
I hope Ibrahimovic doesn't show up yet.
That's I swear down.
There was the rumor. I don't know if you heard that Ibra might be going to Everton.
Is it?
That's the rumor.
I heard he was going back to Spain.
I heard he was going back to
Didn't
Italy.
He put out the tweet? Satan is returning to Spain.
I think he did something commercial there.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's playing.
Oh.
But apparently Ancelotti wanted him in Napoli. Gets fired from Napoli.
So you think he's going to bring
him? He's trying to bring him to Everton.
Man, shit, man. You can have him.
38 years old.
Yeah, he's done, bruv. Man's got about that clout, young. Wow. Don't know how long for, but.
And he's dunking on Arsenal. It's going to be a little, gonna be a little surprise.
Well, then again, we don't have any defenders.
So that's facts.
Yeah. Shaq will be running around him.
Like a headless chicken.
Kolasinac. Give him a machete and maybe Kolasinac will actually defend.
Yeah. Because I didn't get that, bro. My man's quick to defend Ozil with the knife. And when the ball's coming at your face, you're ducking.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you dealing with?
I totally forgot about it.
Why don't you run from the knife and defend the ball, blood? Do you understand that?
Do we know what happened with that? Why is Ozil getting attacked by guys with machetes?
I think they followed him for about 2-3 weeks. And then they found out when he stops. And then they tracked him and then they've gone there and tried to rob him for his... I think he's got like a £200,000 watch. And Tank, Kolasinac, because we call him Tank.
Yeah.
You should know that, but I don't know if you know. He had one as well. So that was the move, 400 bags. 400,000, but we call it 400 bags. I don't know. So that was the move. Yeah, 400k.
Yeah,
if they got it, they would have. But already, like one of the guys, he nearly lost an eye. Like got smacked up in jail already.
Really?
Maybe Oz will put something on him.
Okay.
It was filmed. It was all on.
We saw the clips.
Did you see the clips?
Yeah, of course.
Mad. Like, his eyes.
Lesnar's just chasing dudes.
No. I'm talking about the guy that attempted to rob him is in jail, and he nearly lost his eye.
Because somebody
battered him in jail and they filmed it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
He nearly lost his eye. Like, it's mad, bro. That's from Bosnia or Serbia. Them man, they're mad. You get me?
No, I know.
Yeah, that's how I might just send one of them man there and just.
I don't mess with the Balkans.
Yeah. I was getting a lot of hate from the Albanians because of the whole Xhaka thing, innit? But then they didn't know that I've got a link to Kosovo.
Yeah.
And when they found that out, they kind of ease up off me.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, it's not a personal thing. It's just a Xhaka thing. I'm cool with you, man. You feel me?
Yeah. They say nothing about the flag.
Yeah, I do the bird sign, blood.
Love Shaqiri.
I'm telling you.
I mean, what she played for y'all.
You understand?
Well, we got a couple questions from our most devoted supporters, our Gully Squad members.
It's called Gully Squad. Those are our biggest fans.
Okay.
I want to change that to Gaza Squad.
Gaza Squad?
Yeah. Okay. Because in Jamaica, you have Gully and Gaza.
Okay.
And Gully is Mavado. Big up Mavado. But I'm from Gaza, which is cartel. So we're going to call it Gaza Squad for today.
Okay. Today, all right. Gaza Squad.
Vibes cartel. Anyway.
My family, if they see this, they'll, oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah?
I don't know if I'm going back to Jamaica, man. Gully Squad, you get
all right. We it's a New York thing for us.
All right. So we got a question from Mike Chiaro, who we were going to ask this question. We mentioned it briefly before. Well, what was it like to do commentary for the FIFA's Volta mode, which is... wild. I mean, again, from the hood, screaming into a camera, and now EA Sports is like, we need you on.
I like that energy.
Yeah. It's big up Mike for the question. Bro, it's mad. You understand? Like, when they reached out to me, I think I ignored their emails for about 2 months. Because I thought it was bullshit, bro.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what are you doing?
I thought man's trying to fool me. Man's trying to, like, I don't know, make me reply, screenshot it, put it on Twitter.
Okay.
As a dickhead, thought he's going to be on FIFA. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
Thank God you got an agent now.
Yeah. I'm not that guy, bro. You get me? Yeah. And then literally my friend, who they actually hollered, he phoned me and said, bro, the email's real, like. And then boom, we got talking and yeah, man, big up EA Sports.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was mad still.
Have you played it yet? Have you heard yourself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You showed the kids yet? Be like, look
at that. Yeah, the maddest one because I had to sign a, what's that thing?
A release.
No, the
release. Or NDA.
An NDA. Disclosure. So that I can't tell no one. They said I could tell limited people. So I told my girl and I told my missus and my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Too many M's in my life, blood. Yeah. So my missus and my mom. And it was hard not to tell my son because he bangs out FIFA. He's literally FIFA Fortnite. So when I told him, he's like, what? Swear down, dad. I was like, yeah. He's like, you're lying. I said, all right, I said, watch when it comes out. Because he knows like what I do YouTube and when I'm out of him, people take pictures. So he's like, nah, dad, you're on FIFA. I was like, yeah. He went to school. My dad's on FIFA. Nobody believed him. When he's gone, when the game's come out now and he's sitting down playing Volta and he's heard it, I'm in the kitchen. He's in the front. Run. Dad!
Oh, that must have made you feel
because
like
the first thing you heard was, the maddest thing is when my bit, because when it comes on, at the intro, it plays different because I did different intros, innit?
Yeah.
Right. So it plays different intros for the games. But the one that he got was, what's going on, people? It's your boy Chew's back again. So he got the whole, he was like, Dad! I'm back again. Oh my days. And then like that's like it brought a tear to my eye because it's like seeing your son so proud of you, like, and I never really had my dad in it. So it's like
me,
I want to do all for my kids, innit?
There's so, levels there.
Yeah, there's levels to this thing. So seeing him like just run around gassed off his head, like it's just a blessing still.
What was it like actually being in the booth and
they literally gave those. They literally it was like 2 days filming and it was like 8 hours and they literally gave me like headphones because remember they're still making the game. So I ain't got the footage, innit? They're literally playing like sound of the pitch. And it's like, I got to get into it. And they're like, here's the script, but say it how you say it.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you wanted to say, but do it in your way.
Yeah, you want the creative freedom.
Yeah, they're like, we want you in it. So we don't want you to come and be all, what a save. What a save, blood. How you missing them thing there, bro?
They
let me keep it true still.
Amazing. That's awesome. Yeah, it's impressive.
Like, but big up FIFA, man. Big up EA because... Yeah, I mean, it was a privilege, bro.
It's huge.
From playing the game to being on the game, bro. It's just like pinch yourself moment. Real talk.
Oh, yeah. Yo, if you want to do like a bodega in EA Sports, we'll be there. Yeah.
All right, EA, hold out my boys, man.
Why are you picking up that cereal, man?
Hey, Vance, hold out my boys, man. I'll hook you up with Vance. That's my G.
Let's go.
Hook you up with Vance, man.
And while you were here in Charlotte, I know, I think you had like an LAFC cap when you were here.
You got my dudes.
Yeah, and it's good to see, the the English showing some love to Major League Soccer, right? It's not, but we usually hear it's called football, mate,
or
right?
It's a retirement league,
or whatever.
And
but then what's Serie A? Exactly. What's La Liga? Not La Liga, sorry, Ligue 1, French league.
Yeah,
let's be real, like apart from flipping Barca and Madrid and Atletico. Who's in La Liga, bro? Right, Sevilla done out here.
Yeah. We'll be the retirement league. Serie A could be the racist league. And then we'll figure out something.
Yeah, and then we'll be the money league.
Yeah, exactly.
You get me?
Well, we did get another question from Ghost.
Oh, and Ligue 1 is PSG training.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Literally.
Valeria Tapia, she says, Troops became a huge LAFC fan this season. What made him follow the team, and what was your favorite moment of the season?
She's a member of 3252, the supporters.
Okay, you're bigger your damn self. You know what made me follow them, yeah? When I came to LA... obviously Arsenal played at the LA Galaxy Stadium, and a lot of LAFC fans turned out, you get me, in their black and gold colours, got the hats on. And then I met this guy, I completely forgot his name, sorry bro, forgive me, yeah, but he actually gave me the hat. He bought me the hat,
yeah,
the proper official hat as well, not no cheap one you find on the corner,
yeah.
From them little mascot seller, man got the official thing, yeah. And then I said, and then he explained to me the black and gold, how the black represents downtown, the rough, the ghetto, and then the gold is the bright lights, Hollywood. So I related to that because I'm trying to get to Hollywood, but I'm from downtown.
Right.
And then man said, I said, what about Galaxy? He said, that's full of kids and shit. And I said, I ain't trying to go there then, but I'm trying to roll with the man them. You get me?
Yeah.
So I kind of related to LAFC. And my favorite moment was when we beat Galaxy in the playoff and Zlatan went off like a bitch. Yeah. Like a bitch. Yeah.
Remember remember the video of him grabbing
Trying to grab his balls, blood. That's all he can grab.
That's our video.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
that's all he can grab. But he ain't grabbing nothing else, blood. Yeah. You get me? He's grabbing a flight.
No trophies, baby.
No, nothing, bro. Zlatan came and conquered. Yeah. Shut your mouth, blood.
433 hit us up to put the video.
Is it?
Yeah, that's ours.
That's why I fell in love with him.
I like it because especially for someone like you who is connected to not just the what happens on the pitch, the culture of the game is the thing that's sort of missing from American soccer.
Very
where there's
so.
A lot, there's a lot happening, and we need more people like you, especially supporters, ambassadors out in England, being like, yo, there's some fire out here in Major League Soccer.
There is that. When even like Atlanta got a good team.
Yeah. That's right. You
they
did
got that Joe. I think that's Jose there, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of
the dodgiest penalty take on the road. Yeah. Understand? Man does hopscotch before he kicks it. I don't know what my man's on, bro. But
he's doing double dutch.
Yeah, literally. Like even because there's a few like obviously Rooney was out in DC.
Yeah,
MLS is growing. And when I went to, because I haven't had the privilege to go to an LAFC game, but I got a privilege enough. My boy Devon, he took me to an Atlanta United game. And the level of the football was, I thought it was going to be like League Two in England, which is like Leyton Orient,
right.
Rochdale. But it was like Championship. It was like, like Derby. It was like Leeds. It was of a decent level. I was like, raw. But the thing that shocked me most was the atmosphere.
Atlanta is a different level.
When they scored, blood, I said to myself, what the fuck is going on? I said, am I in England? Or am I in America, blood? I said, these men are going mad. They got some bell going off.
I got to correct you. You'd be hard-pressed to find Atlanta atmosphere in England. That's 70,000 people.
It was mental.
Yeah.
And they got like the Dortmund wall behind the goal.
Yeah.
It was fucking lit, bro. I couldn't believe it. And then like...
Dog, that's the weirdest place in America because Atlanta United averages almost double the fans that Atlanta Falcons do, the NFL team, in their own house.
Yeah. And it's because you can tell that the football is growing. You can tell people are getting passionate about it now. And like, football, not soccer,
yeah?
Football.
Y'all gave us the name soccer, so.
Yeah. I don't even know why they call it soccer, blood. I don't get why you look cool NFL football and then you call.
They all came from the same sport. Soccer is short for association football.
Oh, see, you know something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got the show Soccer AM in England. Y'all used to call it soccer until like the 80s.
Yeah, true still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Soccer AM. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let me on.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, so, cool. Yeah. They like to talk trash.
Yeah, they got
MLS.
Me and Robbie on. They're cool.
Yeah, they like to talk trash about MLS, so we get at them every once in a while.
Do they?
Yeah, well, they mock like the playoff system and no relegation.
I'll have a word with Bullard. Please. And Finnis.
That's who we had to get after, the dude with the ponytail, right?
Bullard.
Bullard.
That's my boy, bro. I can't lie.
Oh, dog, I clapped back at him for 20 straight minutes.
I can believe you did.
Yeah.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
This guy was like me 4 years ago, blood. Man on Twitter, blood. Now I'm just like block.
Yeah,
I'm a blocker.
I mean, I keep him in.
Nah, block, bro.
I like to.
I'm like, brother, you want
to
run your mouth? Block. I'm like, you're so dumb. Be quiet, and you can be on my shit. Yeah. Run your mouth, and now I know who you are. Block.
Okay.
Cut, blood. I'm on this But I'm on this positive vibe. You get me?
That's good. That's okay.
They try to say that I spread negativity. I spread the truth. There's a difference.
No, yeah.
I say the same thing.
The sweetheart.
That's what I told the judge.
Yeah. I told the judge every week, man.
We had another question from...
It's like it's talking to family at this point.
It's gang biz, man. What do you mean, man? Come on, man. You already know.
We got another question from Gully Squad members. This is from Abe Apodi from Minnesota.
That's right.
Big Minnesota United fan. Great dude. He asked, what would it mean...
Which, by the way, Vito Minnone is at Minnesota United.
Do you remember Vito Minnone?
Vito Minnone, the goalkeeper. Yeah.
Didn't they beat us? When they Minnesota
beat LAFC? No, they didn't beat LAFC. They lost LAFC.
No, they lost to LA Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
So the he asks, what would it mean for Arsenal to hoist another Europa League trophy this season? Little troll question, too.
We have never won it.
Number one, fuck yourself. Let's get that in. Yeah. The beat machine is back again.
Yeah.
In full effect. Yeah. Because we'd never won UEFA Cup.
Nah.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
You know, facts of the question.
My sister doesn't
keep sharing love.
My sister, 2 years ago now, right? Last year, I think, doesn't know anything about soccer.
Okay.
So she goes to buy me a jersey. And she's like, she told my wife, she's like, I keep Googling Arsenal and this team called the Fly Emirates keep coming up because she doesn't understand.
Yeah, that's the sponsor. Right.
Swear to God.
Fly Emirates.
Yeah. She's like the Fly Emirates, which I'm, by the way, dope name for a club.
Yeah.
So my wife was like, no, that's the team that's a sponsor. So she buys it. So she got me all the most expensive jersey you could get, which means she bet all the
vintage.
Bought the new one. She bought all the patches.
Oh,
which
shit.
Means I have a Europa League patch. She paid extra for the most embarrassing Arsenal jersey I've ever had.
So you got second Europa, place, Premier League.
No, it's over the Premier League where the Premier League patch would go. I was like, you have no idea. I felt so bad as soon as I opened it. I can't wear it.
No.
I wore it once on the show and I put a jacket over it, dog.
Yeah, because you'll get ripped.
Yeah,
I literally saw someone at Emirates with the. I said, the fuck?
Yeah.
Why would you put that on your thing? I don't even want people to know I play on a Thursday blood.
Never.
But they're promoting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Europa League, yeah. Banta FC, yeah.
I felt terrible for her because she just wanted to spend, she thought like, oh, he'd want that because it's more expensive.
It was good. She had good intentions.
Yeah. I'm like, I wish you would have bought me a jersey for the Fly Emirates.
Facts. I understand.
This is the state of the soccer knowledge in this country. We were talking off air a little bit that I wanted to sort of get to. England just going through a bit of an election.
Yeah. Your own Trump.
Fuck Boris. Let's get that in.
Okay. And a lot of people, obviously, Brexit has been that big issue that probably made people a lot of people vote conservative and the whole thing or whatever. I don't know the state of British politics necessarily, but I'm curious about your thoughts on how it will affect football, how will it affect the Premier League and how to support in the country.
I think it's the worst thing they could have done. Because the European, when it comes to European away days, where is man getting a visa to go to France? Is man getting a visa to go to Spain?
Like, getting a visa to get on a train.
Do you understand? Like, I don't understand the thought process because all these men, they want to go Spain and then places there in summer for their holidays. But you want to vote Brexit. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's no common sense in my country. You understand? It's just a bunch of dickheads running it.
Yeah.
You got this Boris guy looking like a mug. Like, how can you be our prime minister? That guy's a clown, bruv. Like, class A. He's an embarrassment, bro. Like, man are rioting in London right now. Because people are like, bro, how are you voting conservative, bro? These men are for the rich. They want to privatise the NHS. They didn't want to... Like, you don't have to pay for your healthcare. We don't have to do that, bro. But now we're at risk. Because you got this man in. You understand? This party. These conservatives, blood. When my mum was in school, they used to get milk. At break times, innit? In little milk thing.
Yeah.
They took away the children's milks, bro.
Yeah.
Why would you want to vote for?
They've had
people,
it too
bro?
Easy like, for too long. Those children.
Nah, fuck that shit, man. Like, you understand? Like, even my nan, God rest her soul. She always said to me, like, you ever vote conservative? When me dead, me haunt your bum back like my youth. Look at where you come from. When I deal with them, they're not for us. And you understand? It's like Trump with you lot, bro.
Oh yeah,
we both got a Trump.
We're quite familiar.
We both have a Trump blood.
Yeah,
like, we're both fucked.
Yeah,
like as Heavy D would say, blood. We're fucked.
All right,
we did it, baby.
We did it.
Another.
What a trio.
Another one.
This should be. Just move to the U.S., yo. You'll get third cool again.
Yo, try to get that visa. You get me? But I don't know if Trump will let me in. You understand?
Yeah. I don't even want him to know my name.
I don't think Boris will let you leave.
Yeah. I think Boris wants me to leave.
Yeah. No, thank you, Troops, for joining us. Make sure you watch Troops. You have a new YouTube channel that you've been doing on Troops TV on Arsenal Fan TV. Amazing work. Robbie, all them doing it.
All the man them.
Man them are doing a great job.
Yeah, big up the team.
So thank you for joining us, man.
Thanks for getting me on, man.
Absolutely. Honor, man.
Pleasure, man.
I know it's your first time, but thank you for coming back again.
Yeah, I will be back again. Yes.
So, yes, I wish the best for Arsenal and this rest of the season because it's, it'd be nice to see Troops a little happy from time to time, you know?
I wouldn't even know how to accept that.
Because you just see me as miserable, innit?
Yeah, imagine we win a championship.
God.
All right, so let's wrap the way we normally do, but we're going to include Troops. So with that said, so for Troops, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros. And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!